7 Inga Charlie Tango Dominican Republic.
Tango Mike, be by Mike Charlie.
India 7, Tango Dominican Republic.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think I've got a postcard from you from intercourse. So, it's like we've both shared intercourse together, Hankover.
Aren't we doing such now?
In an RF sense, yes, absolutely. I can't think of anyone better I'd rather have RF intercourse with. Anyway, good to hear you. I've been down at Google a lot over the last few weeks. Well, three, four, five, about 6 or 7 weeks now down there. I've got to go back down to London in the morning. And I'm on my own this week, so I'll have a bit more free time. So I'm going to take the Micronode with me. So I will try and find you for a chat, so I'll have time. It's kind of difficult when you're working with somebody, because when you finish work, you go back to the hotel, maybe an hour, hour and 20 minutes, which you get a shower and a bit of a chill. Then you go out for something to eat, then you come back, and you just, by the time you get back, it's like 9:30, what have you, and you just don't really feel like doing much. Whereas, because I'm on my own all week, apart from Wednesday, my friends come and see me Wednesday, I'll have a bit more time on my hands. So I'm planning on, I'm staying right near Regent Park as well in central London, Hankover.
Okay, Nick, M0NCZ, K3 Bemis. Good luck to you on your travels, sir. And I hope work is going all right for you, too. Things are okay. I'm very tired today. Went out to Paul, where I was born and raised for 11 years. And then we moved out to Newtown Square, the next town over, for something called Field Day. Field, you know, like a pasture. A day, field day. It's an emergency preparedness test, which is actually a contest. Yes, that's basically what it is. And I went there just to visit. I only knew three people there. That was the club president, her husband, and her daughter, her teenage daughter. I've known them for quite a few years, the woman and her daughter for quite a few, maybe 10 years. You know, 6, 9 years, something like that. And I think I put 120 miles on the car yesterday. It was nice to... Nice to go into the town where I lived for such a time. Rainy day off and on. Went through cells of rain. Interesting though, Nick. I guess I could tell you stories, but it's really not worth it. I hope everybody's doing okay, Nick. I trust everyone's doing all right. M0NCZ, KA3BMS.
M0NCZ returning. Doing okay, my friend, doing okay. Good to hear you and good to catch up with you. It's been a while. Well, what have I done? Not really a lot. Work's going okay. Got my first telling off at work. I came back late from lunch. It was a really sunny day, and we decided to go from KFC to the pub and have a couple of pints, well, one pint of Coke. But, yeah, and we were just a little bit late back, maybe about 15 minutes late from our scheduled hour. And the thing that annoyed me is, I go to work early every day, yeah, for the last 9 months. I've been getting into work for 8:10 every morning. And, and I made a point of that. It's the first time I've been back late, and I'm always here early. So I'll tell you what, if it doesn't matter, I'll just make sure I'm work at 8:30 from now on, because it doesn't get... or give me any slack. So what's the point? But yeah, they're kind of funny. They're really good in some ways, my work. But in other ways, they're just really funny. Like, you must have your... If I want to go out anywhere when I'm at work, I have to get their permission. But if I'm out on site, I can do whatever the hell I want. And if I finish early on site, I can just go straight home or back to the hotel or what have you. So it's a bit of a weird one. But listen, mate, no workplace is perfect. What works well for these doesn't work well for others, and what doesn't work well for others works well for these, I hang over.
It's a shame you have those stupid rules, but I guess that's the way it goes, Nick. If you don't mind, I was having a very pleasant conversation this week past with a G0 on one of your nodes at approximately 11:50 a.m. my time. That would be 4 plus 11 would be 1550 GMT. And then suddenly, during my transmission at 1600 GMT, I was in the middle of a net. The system disconnected, and you know, it was frustrating, almost to the point of angering. I didn't understand what happened. I'm having a very pleasant, very proper contact with the fellow. And we're disconnected. What happened there, Nick? I forget what node it is right offhand. You know, again, we're disconnected in the middle of a contact, and it went right to some boiler maker. Nah, I don't know what the hell it was, what the devil was. Excuse me. It's disappointing, K3 BMS. At the very least, disappointing.
Break. Here's VY1MGS. We've got a net starting up here in about 1 minute and 20 seconds. Thank you, gentlemen. Victor Yankee 1, Mike Gulfs here.
There we go, Nick. Another example of a stupid net, K3 BMS. Go ahead, Nick.
Sorry, Hank. Cron job that does it, so that's what's happened. Hank, I'll give you a shout later. You take care, my friend, and 73s, and apologies to Net Control there. They're about to take the satellite. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I like the cup of tea that they provide. No offence to you, Hank. Everyone's got what works for me that might not work for you, etc. All right, take care, Hank. Good to catch up with you, 73s.
You want to go to the wide area, Nick, K3 BMS, for just a minute?
I'll call you on my, Facebook. I'll call you on Messenger, mate. I'll call you on Messenger. I've only got my Beta UA check with me.
All right, K3 BMS. All right, with your stupid neck, K3 BMS.